You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A recent study has found children are exposed to alcohol advertising on average 4.5 times per day in Aotearoa. The industry self-regulates their advertising, something critics say is ineffective and the government needs to get involved. I spoke with lead author of the study, Tim Chambers from Otago University, first asking him if he was surprised by the results.
It is higher than we expected because there are regulations already in place that are meant to stop children's exposure to alcohol marketing that clearly aren't working.
And what regulations are these?
So at the moment, the alcohol marketing is regulated by the industry itself. So the industry creates, monitors and enforces its own codes of marketing restrictions. And they're primarily based around time restrictions on television marketing.
So does the government not have a say in this?
Or they have a say in it, but there's no legislation on alcohol marketing.
And are certain sort of sectors of society more exposed than others?
Yeah, so we found that Māori and Pacific children with 5 times and 3 times higher rates of exposure than New Zealand European children.
Do we know why this is?
Well, the majority of the alcohol marketing that Māori in particular saw was from sports sponsorship and also from marketing associated with alcohol outlets.
I suppose sports sponsorship, alcohol companies, is this something that is likely to ever change?
Yeah, well, we've actually had two government initiated reports, the Law Commission report in 2010, which did an overhaul of all of New Zealand's alcohol laws, and also the Ministerial Forum of Alcohol Advertising and Sponsorship that both recommended bans on alcohol sponsorship sport. So we're really just optimistic now of the new government that we might see some action on this.
But why do you feel the governments of the past have been so resistant to implementing legislation?
I'm not entirely sure about why the past governments have been so resistant to it, because the public support for such intervention is now there. We can see that through the Health Promotion Agency surveys that have shown that people support bans on alcohol sponsorship and further restrictions on alcohol marketing.
And is this sort of worse in New Zealand than other countries?
It's hard to compare because this is one of the first studies that's actually done a quantifiable estimate of children's exposure to alcohol marketing. Because we had such a robust, it's usually quite a difficult thing to measure, but because we had wearable cameras, we were able to quantify their daily exposure. So we imagine that these results were probably about the same as they would be in other countries that had similar types of self-regulation.
So what are the effects of children being exposed to alcohol advertising?
Yeah, so there's a lot of research now that has shown that children's exposure to alcohol marketing increases the amount that they drink, if they are drinking, and also means that they start drinking at earlier ages. And then, obviously, if they start drinking at earlier ages, that's associated with a whole raft of alcohol-related harms, both in childhood and as an adult.
And the self-regulation in the industry, is there sort of an independent body within the industry that oversees this, or how does it work?
So, yeah, there's the marketing, so the whole raft of marketing, and the ASA, so the Advertising Standards Authority, they oversee, they're the self-regulation, so it's mainly it's a whole bunch of industries that regulate this, and they do all sorts of types of regulation over food marketing and financial marketing, health marketing, and alcohol marketing is under their jurisdiction as well. And so you can make a complaint to the ASA about a particular alcohol ad that it breaches their codes, which is developed, and then, but the problem in alcohol marketing is that the alcohol campaign is usually finished by the time that the complaints process is finished. They're not very effective, and there's actually a lot of research now, a huge amount of research that's shown that the self-regulatory systems are inefficient at preventing children from exposure to alcohol marketing, but also about enforcing their own codes on the content of the marketing as well. So if the question is that, then they are ineffective at doing so.
Are you optimistic that this government might make some changes?
Yeah, we are. I mean, the current health minister actually submitted a supplementary paper in 2012 when we were going through the Sale and Supply of Alcohol Act, that actually had an amendment to include bans or restrictions on televised and radio marketing. So we're hoping now that he's in power, we might see some of those changes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.